Web streaming of 90.3 WPLN-FM is made possible by listener support and by Vanderbilt University Medical Center, the promise of discovery. Learn how you can support this service at NashvillePublicRadio.org.
Hello and welcome to Car Talk from National Public Radio with us, Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers, and we're broadcasting this week from the Coming of Age Department, old age that is, here at Car Talk Plaza.
Yeah, how'd this happen?
That's what NPR would like to know. Somehow, believe it or not, this year marks our 25th year on NPR.
Wow, that's a long time.
It sure is. And do you remember what you were doing like 25 years ago?
Yeah, I was sleeping on a park bench covered in newspaper.
I said 25 years ago, not 25 minutes ago. Anyway, in honor of this infamous milestone, we're going to share with you some of our favorite moments from our first 25 years in NPR, and we're going to start with an item from back in 1996, which my brother found in an upstart magazine at the time called The Onion.
Public Radio with us, Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers, and we're here to discuss cars, car repair, and of all things, foreign aid.
Yes, and this comes to us by way of the news desk.
Beep, 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 beep,
Clinton deploys vowels to Bosnia. Cities of Zbrzeznik and Grozny to be the first recipients. Before an emergency joint session of Congress yesterday, President Clinton announced U.S. plans to deploy over 75,000 vowels to the war-torn region of Bosnia.
Really?
The deployment of the largest of its kind in American history, will provide the region with the critically needed letters A, E, I, O, and U, and is hoped to render countless Bosnian names more pronounceable. Here's a quote. He said, Clinton said, for 6 years we've stood by while names like Jugoslavia and Zlidnia and Grun have been horribly butchered by millions around the world. Today, the United States must finally stand up and say, enough. It is time the people of Bosnia finally had some vowels in their incomprehensible words. The U.S. is proud to lead the crusade in this noble endeavor. The deployment, named Operation Vowel Storm by the State Department. Who writes this stuff? I mean,
it's much needed.
It's set for early next week with the Adriatic port cities of Zbrzeznik and Grozny. The two C-130 transport planes, each carrying 524 count boxes of E's. We'll fly from Andrews Air Force Base across the Atlantic and airdrop the letters over the cities. The citizens of Grozny and Zbrzeznik eagerly await the arrival of the vowels. My God, I don't think we can last another day, said Zbrzeznik. Said Trushki Grozny. I have 6 children and none of them has a name.
None of them a vowel among them.
Said Zbigniew resident Grugs. With just a few key letters, I could be George Humphrey. This is my dream. The airdrop represents the largest deployment of any letter to a foreign country since 1984. During the summer of that year, the U.S. shipped 92,000 continents to Ethiopia, providing cities like Awawua, Ayolia, and Ao with vital life-giving supplies of L's, S's, and T's.
I'm sure we will hear letters of complaint from the international community. Yes, indeed.
It's great.
But it's all true. I mean, it's like the Weekly World News. I mean, it's not a false statement there.
It's not a false statement there.
You know, you can't beat journalism like that, can you?
No.
Now, where was NPR on that one? You'd think Sylvia Poggioli would have been all over it.
I know. Come on, Sylvia. Shape up.
Well, if you want really good journalism from NPR and amusing nonsense from us, you know what we're going to ask you for right now, don't you?
Forgiveness.
Yeah, and your credit card number. It's time for you to kick in a pledge. You know, Car Talk has been on every week for 25 years, thanks to your support. That means you guys are already accomplices.
Now you're just making them feel bad.
No, I'm sorry, but on the bright side, you've also supported 25 years of All Things Considered, Morning Edition, and the list goes on and on. So please take a minute now and do your part.
What is my part?
Give me another 25 years to figure that out, will you? I'm still working on it. Please make a pledge. Thanks, and here's the number to call.
760-2010, or you can pledge online at WPLN.org. Good morning, I'm Blake Farmer in the studio with Anita Bug this hour, and I guess we're laughing with Click and Clack.
Oh my gosh. Did I say anything? All I heard was laughing. All I heard was laughing. I hope you know, and if you can listen to like 4 minutes of laughing without giving a hearty laugh yourself, you're a stronger person than I have been this morning. 25 years of Click and Clack, 25 years of All Things Considered, 50 years for Nashville Public Radio. We'd love to have your pledge this morning at 760-2010. We have a toll-free number. It's 866-760-2010 online, WPLN. .org. Blake, I don't have any Car Talk swag. I do have some cool, like a calendar, 2013 calendar. It's $120 pledge level. That's $10 a month on your credit card or on your bank draft. I also have a Car Talk 25th anniversary 2-CD set. You still have the CD in your car or at your home.
You just need a good laugh.
You need a good laugh. You're going to travel for a while. You might as well be listening to the boys and have a good time. Also has a 12-page commemorative booklet with that. Check it all out online at our website, WPLN.org. You can make a safe and secure pledge there as well.
You know, it's about supporting the programming you hear, and Car Talk is one of those programs that people tune in for. Maybe you're like me. You know, I flip on Saturday night. If there's any way possible, I'm going to be tuning into Prairie Home Companion, okay? And we know so many of you are like that with some of our programs. Maybe This American Life. Radio Lab has grown so popular with our listeners. And Car Talk. I think sometimes we don't even care what is going to be talked about. We just love the programs. You love the guys. And if that's you, I'm going to kind of put you in the hot seat here. Have you become a listener member, as we say, a financial supporter of the station? Well, let me just remind you, I think you probably already know this. This is listener-supported public radio. It's not free radio. It's us asking you to do your part, and we come to you a couple of times a year to remind you. But there is not a whole lot we could say in the next 2 minutes to convince you that it's worth supporting. You already know that. You tune in for the reasons you tune in, because it's great programming, and it's not free. So we need you to do your part. Don't bend over backwards for us. Do something that's comfortable. And right now, Andrew's Cadillac is adding $25 onto all $50 pledges. And in fact, we'll be adding $50 onto all $100 pledges. So take advantage of the Andrew's Cadillac Challenge. Andrew's Cadillac, been a longtime supporter of this station. Thank you to them. Join them in supporting public radio here in Nashville, 760-2010 or WPLN.org.
And don't forget that we are having giveaways this week. We're having three of them this go around. The first one, the deadline is 7 o'clock Monday night. That's $1,000 gift card to Target. That's Target Online or any Target store. Also, we'll be giving away a $1,500 shopping spree to the mall at Green Hills. And finally, at the end of the week, we'll be giving away a cruise, a Pacific Coast cruise. You, when you pledge your support to Nashville Public Radio, you're entered in all three if you make the pledge right now. Get that extra money added in. Make the pledge to Nashville Public Radio. Stand by, Click and Clack, and your public radio home with that pledge. It's 760-2010. That's 760-2010. You can pledge online anytime, but now's the best time. right now, because it all comes together, WPLN.org.
We need your help to reach our $500,000 goal. We've got to put ourselves in a position to get there. We're approaching $150,000, a great total. We've got until Friday evening, the end of business, to reach our $500,000 goal, and it's really going to take all hands on deck, and we've done a little bit of math here. It's going to take about 500 additional folks compared to what we typically bring into the fold during these membership campaigns. So those of you who are listening and haven't done your part before, we're not going to give you a guilt trip, not a big guilt trip anyway.
I was about to say, liar.
Not a big guilt trip, but listen,
least a little.
We know that it takes some time. We often figure that it takes a couple of years of people listening to public radio to sort of get it, to realize that this is listener supported. This is becoming a valuable part of your life. If it's become a valuable part of your life, put a dollar figure on it. Maybe that's $5 a month. Could you do $5 a month for Click and Clack, much less Morning Edition and all things considered? $5 a month, $10 a month on a bank draft to make it easy for you. We've got an add-on from Andrew's Cadillac. Take advantage of that. We also have a new member challenge. If you've never given to the station before, you will be met dollar for dollar by some longtime listeners who know how important listener support is for us. Help us reach this goal. Get entered on these drawings. $1,000 to target being a given away Monday night. We're headed back to the show. We need your help, though. Pick up the phone, 760-2010 or WPLN.org.
Hi, we're back, and thanks to everyone who just called the station. Today we're celebrating and apologizing for 25 years of particularly lousy car advice on NPR, and we're sharing with you some of our most memorable calls, and this one has always been one of my favorites.
Because it makes us look really smart?
No, because it involves a caller doing something really stupid. Hi. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi, this is Gail from South Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Gail from where?
South Philadelphia.
South of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, not South Philadelphia, but south of.
Well, no, South Philadelphia.
South Philadelphia.
Same as Bill Cosby.
Yes, exactly. He went to Temple University here.
Yeah, he did.
Yes, he did. Which one is Click and which one's Clack?
Yes. So what can we do for you?
The guy on the right is Click.
Oh, okay, I thought so. Okay, I have a little problem here in Philadelphia. I feel like I'm sort of a fugitive of sorts here. My friends Jonathan and David told me to call you and that you might be able to help. Okay, mm-hmm. I drive a teal, 1991 Saturn, which you'll need to know later, okay?
1991 Saturn.
Yes. And, okay, I take a bridge to work every day, and they charge $2 to get across this bridge. Okay, that's a little pricey, but I have to take it. So I have my $2 ready, and I'm waiting in a tow line that's 15 cars long or something. And at the last minute, I realize that I'm in a coins-only lane, and there's no way to get across the traffic.
And you start shredding the dollars, right?
Exactly. I had no choice of what to do. With this short notice, I had no way of pulling this kind of cash together, so I realized that it was also a toll lane where one of those arm things comes down, so it's not like I can just go through it.
Ah, so you're going to have to run the rapids, as they say.
Exactly.
Shoot the rapids.
Exactly.
When the guy in front of you, green light.
Yeah.
So I waited until the guy in front of me threw in his, 300 quarters or whatever, and when that arm thing went up,
I floored it.
I went through it. Buzzers went off. There was mayhem everywhere.
Did you make it?
No one followed me, though.
You made it under, though.
I was very lucky. I don't know how I did it, but I made it under.
Well, you've obviously discovered one of the best kept secrets in the world. Who was there to chase you?
Nobody.
Nobody. No, of course not.
My question is, do they take a picture of my license plate? Is there some way that I could, send the $2 in? Because I don't want them to send something to my house because my husband's going to be so mad.
So you have a guilty conscience about this.
I really do, but I don't want to get caught in the I'm honest and then they're going to charge me $40 for doing this.
Right. You may, in fact, be opening a Pandora's box by confessing to the crime.
Exactly.
You may be subjecting yourself to a toll evader's fine.
Right.
So they'll take the $2 from you, and then they'll come to your house and arrest you. Here's what I would do.
Okay.
I would let sleeping dogs lie.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, if you really feel some compunction to pay up, if the toll is $2, the next time you get in line, and for the next 8 times you get in line, throw 9 quarters in.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
It will never penalize you. It'll never not send the gate up. It'll figure you're another stoop that just put in too much money.
Right.
The gate will go up, and within 2 months you will have satisfied your conscience. You'll have satisfied the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Well, will they come get me? Is there any way they can get my address for my license plate?
What bridge is it? What? We can find out.
It's called the Betsy Ross Bridge.
Oh,
it's
the
95.
Okay. Well, we are trying to reach the Pennsylvania Transportation Authority.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
Was it Delaware?
Oh, no. Pennsylvania. Coming from New Jersey into Pennsylvania.
Into Pennsylvania. So the bridge is actually in Pennsylvania.
From New Jersey to Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah. No. It's in New Jersey.
It's a bridge over between the two states.
Oh,
over
so
the
both
Delaware
states
River.
Will be after you.
Oh, it's the federal government then. It's a federal job.
It's a federal offense.
So I don't know.
Okay, it seems to be run by the Delaware Port Authority.
Okay.
I don't know why.
The Delaware, because it's over the Delaware River, maybe.
We have him on the phone? You've got to be kidding me.
Oh, my God.
You're not
going to
believe
me?
This.
Hold on a minute. We're not giving him your name.
Okay.
But evidently, Doug and Ken have just somehow gotten a hold of who? Dawn, somebody who's the bridge manager.
Hello, Dawn.
Hello, Gail.
Oh, this is cruel.
Oh, my goodness. I really was ready to pay the $2, and I didn't
Yeah, sure.
Gail, we chased you for 4 miles. Stop.
No, wait a minute. Dawn, who are you really, Dawn?
I'm the bridge manager at the Betsy Ross Bridge.
You really are?
I really am.
Oh, my
God. If we don't get this $2 fast, we might have to close this bridge up.
No, but for other people who might want to try what Gail did, do you take pictures?
We do surveillance of the toll plaza. Do we take specific pictures? I am not at liberty to tell you.
Not at liberty to tell us. But
that's right.
But the truth is that you could probably get through.
If that gate came down on Gail's car, Lord knows the destruction would have come.
No, actually,
the gates are made of a breakaway wood. We wouldn't want to damage anyone's car.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I would not encourage anyone to try to do that. We do patrol our plaza with our own police force, and we do pursue toll evaders. And just for your information, the toll evasion fine is not $40, but more like $200.
Oh, Gail, you're going to the slammer.
I don't think Gail wants to get herself in trouble.
No.
So, no, and Gail probably doesn't want Dawn to know even her last name.
No, of course not.
Right?
But look, how about this, Dawn? If Gail sends the money to us, and we send it to you anonymously, in the name of Gail, Gail Anonymous, then she'll be off the hook, right? And you won't know who she is, and she will not incriminate herself. Is that okay with you?
That sounds good to me, but Gail is not on my good side to begin with for calling my bridge toll a little pricey.
No! I mean, that's a lot.
How long a bridge is it, Dawn? How long is this bridge?
Try New York bridges. $7 a shot.
Oh.
Yeah, that's true.
This bridge is, how long is it, Dawn? I mean, it's, you know, 300
feet. Are there any trolls underneath the bridge?
It's a mile and 3/4 over the river. But if you don't use it, Gail, how are you going to get back into Pennsylvania?
I don't know.
Maybe she doesn't want it.
Why do you have to have a coins-only lane?
Well, we do have some to service patrons who have a commutation sticker on their window.
I don't think they're marked very well, Dawn, because I didn't see it until the last minute.
Feisty for a lawbreaker, isn't she?
Yeah. I mean, hey, Gail.
Yes.
Cool it up. I got to give me a name.
And by the way, Gail, there is no statute of limitations on this. We can find you when we're here.
Hey, Dawn, thanks a lot for letting us find you. I don't know how we found you, but it's good to know.
You're welcome. I'm looking forward for that $2 to arrive in the mail.
All right, you will get it. Don't worry.
Oh, definitely.
And if you don't get it, chase us for it, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Thank you, Gail.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Hey, wait a minute.
Okay.
Make sure you send us the money.
Yeah, you don't think we're going to pay this $2, do you? And in fact, you might want to send in extra in case, you know, there's a penalty or anything.
An extra $200.
Yeah, yeah. Postage and handling and all that. It might be like $22.50.
And you might want to include a little something to make sure we don't divulge your last name.
Oh, okay.
You know. Yeah.
Good
Baked
point.
Goods are always good.
See you, Gail.
Hey, Gail, you're a good sport.
Thanks.
You were a little feisty with the guy, though.
Well, he was being mean.
Well, I think $2 is actually pretty reasonable for a bridge. I mean, bridges are hard to build.
Yeah,
how do they build bridges? You have land on one side, land on the other side, and water in the middle.
Batman, you know the thing he shoots across? Zoop.
Oh, that's right. So I guess $2 isn't bad, but...
It's not bad because the alternative is to be in New Jersey.
Yes.
Yeah, let's not forget
that. Pennsylvania, so.
There you go, so.
Okay.
Thanks for calling,
well, thanks
Gail.
Thanks a lot.
And carry some quarters, will you?
I will. Bye.
You know, in retrospect, I realized a couple of things about that call. First, Gail wasn't really calling us because she felt guilty and wanted to make amends.
No, she just didn't want to get caught.
Exactly. And the second thing, she never sent us the two stinking dollars.
Oh, yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
Actually...
You pocketed it. My own brother, you no good lousy. You see what I have to deal with, folks? Anyway, unlike my brother, we need you to send in your $2 or $200 or whatever you can contribute to the ongoing operation of this station.
We just can't do it without you.
Although I've often thought about doing it without my brother.
Hey, me too.
So please take a minute out of your day to make your pledge now. We thank you, and here's the number to call.
We'd appreciate that $2 or the $20 or the $200. So we'd appreciate a call at 760-2010. Online, you can pledge at WPLN.org. For the best lousy car advice for the last 25 years, Car Talk here on Nashville Public Radio. I'm glad. Well, I don't know if they officially made Gail a law-abiding citizen if one of them pocketed the $2.
You know, she may still be
on the lam.
A fugitive.
Yeah.
Let me ask you if you're like me. Actually, one of my honeydew list today is to get the oil changed.
Yes. Okay.
And you know, if my wife has to, this is rare, but if she has to go, I always give her the talk. Now, listen, when you go,
the talk.
Well, it has to do with, now, if they offer this, don't have them change your wiper blades.
Oh, wait
don't
a
have
second. You know, when you said oil change, I thought you were actually going to...
Oh, no,
to,
no, no.
You.
I found that it's not worth the time.
Uh-huh.
I always run into some sort of problem and spill oil everywhere.
Well, there we go.
So, yes.
So we have the talk.
So you have, but I'm doing it today, and I have more than once used the excuse when they say something, you know, would you like us to use high mileage oil? And I learned from Click and Clack that mm-hmm. there is no reason to use high mileage mm-hmm. oil. So how much money have I saved just from that one tip?
Just one tip. More than $2, I can guarantee you that.
You know, they're a lot of fun, but actually there is some useful information in here, although I'm not sure in this segment we learned anything more useful than...
No, I like the way she was questioning. Why is there a coin-only lane? And did you hear the pivot? We learned about the pivot this leading up to all the presidential debate and the vice presidential debate. There were lots of reporting on the whole maneuver of you get asked a question and you pivot to basically the messaging that you want to have. He pivoted.
He said, what?
He dropped dead, said, but we have the sticker system. And she goes, but you don't see them very well.
I mean, I see. Well, you know, not a whole lot of tolls around here, but and we're not charging a toll today.
We're not.
It's a voluntary toll, but it's one we need you to pay nonetheless. 760-2010 is the phone number to keep our volunteers back in Studio C busy. Of course, that's not the purpose of your call. The purpose of your call is to pay the bills around here at WPLN. It's our fall membership campaign, and the most important part of it is you. We need you to do your part, not to empty your wallet for your public radio home, but for you to, pay for what you use. I guess if we're going to draw out this toll analogy, 760-2010, the phone number. If you're outside the calling area, use our toll free number. Toll free 866-760-2010 WPLN.org.
You know, the car guys are big fans, obviously, of Sylvia Pajoli. They're also pretty big fans of Terry Gross. They're just big public radio fans, which is basically why they found a home on public radios, because they really really value it. And they understand. You might just listen to this program. It might be your regular Saturday morning tradition, or you may listen to lots of programs over lots of days. What they're asking you to do and what we're asking you to do is to help pay for it this morning. What did they say? It's the toll bridge. We don't demand that you do it, but if you had a slot there, would you put a couple of quarters in a day? Maybe a dollar a day if you had the four quarters. I don't know. Maybe we would have a dollar slot machine that actually worked. I don't know if you run into this problem or not with vending machines, but I do. We would like a bit of your support this morning in Yeah, in the kind, the green stuff kind, with a pledge. It could be your credit card number. You decide an amount. We can put it on a monthly draft. It's 760-2010. Online, you can pledge at WPLN.org.
You know, the toll is a great point. We don't have a lot of them around here. But, you know, there are things that we pay for, which, when you look at it, added up over the course of a year, it's a substantial amount of money. Maybe it's parking for you downtown or something else. Well, I'll tell you, we're not asking for $5 a day. Good grief. We've got very few in that bracket. We're asking for folks to do something like $5, $10 a month. Could you do $10 a month for your public radio home? We split that up on a bank draft. $10 a month is Morning Edition, all things considered, Car Talk, Prairie Home Companion, worth a couple of quarters a day for you. I know it is for me. I'm guessing it probably is for you. But what we've got to remind you to do is we need you to take action in order for us to reach our $500,000 goal. We've got some incentives on the table. We've got three giveaways this week. Target gift card, $1,000 to Target, giving that away Monday night. When you make a pledge, you're automatically entered. Andrew's Cadillac, adding $25 to all $50 pledges, adding $50 to all $100 pledges. And not to bowl you over with numbers, but we've got a new member challenge. If you've never made a pledge before, you'll be met dollar for dollar by some of our longtime listener members, many of them back in Studio C answering the phones. 760-2010 is the phone number. WPLN.org is the web address. Please get in touch with us and make that pledge.
We're back. You're listening to Car Talk with us, Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers, and we're here to talk about cars, car repair, and 25 years of lousy car advice. Now, the official motto of Car Talk has always been non impediti rationi cogitationis, which translates to what, Tommy?
Unencumbered by the thought process.
He certainly is, folks. You know, but fortunately, we've always had help in the thinking department, mostly from our very clever listeners who've sent us wonderful missives over the years, and here are a few memorable ones.
We're here to talk about what? Cars, car repair, and the answer to an important philosophical question.
You're going to love this.
I'm sure I will.
This is from Andy Reichman from Marlboro, Vermont, 05344. Dear Click and Clack, I'm writing to offer profound thanks to you for resolving an important philosophical question that has been heatedly debated for the last 20 years.
Really?
Get this now. Do two people who don't know what they're talking about know more or less than one person who doesn't know what he's talking about?
Is wow. Let me think about this for a minute. What's your opinion?
I'll get this. I believe that you have definitively answered this query and have put the debate to rest in your recent conversation regarding electric brakes on a cattle carrier. Remember that call a few weeks ago?
Oh, I do.
Amazingly enough, you proved that even in a case where one person might know nothing about a subject, it is possible for two people
to know less
to
than
know
nothing.
Less.
Well, I think we prefaced our answer with the fact that we know nothing.
He says that. He says one person will only go out so far on a limb.
Unless he has someone to egg him on.
His construction of deeply hypothetical structures, and will often end with a shrug or raising of hands to indicate the dismissibility of his particular take on the subject. With two people, the intricacies, the gives and takes, the wherefores and why nots can become a veritable pas de deux of breathtaking speculation. This is a great letter. Interwoven in such a way that apologies or gestures of doubt are rendered unnecessary. I had always suspected this was the case, but no argument I could have built from my years of observation would have so satisfyingly closed the door on the subject as your performance on the cattle carrier call. To begin your comments by saying, we'll answer your question if you tell us how electric brakes work, and we've never heard...
That was a tip off.
We've never heard of electric brakes. I remember saying that. And then indulge in lengthy theoretical postulations on the whys and wherefores of the caller's problem allowed me to observe that you were finally putting this gnarly question to rest. I am forever indebted to you for the great service you have performed. I'm truly impressed that it took so many years of listening to your show to finally have this matter resolved. Andy Reichman, Wow.
All right.
With two people, the intricacies, the gives and takes, the wherefores and why nots,
a veritable
become
pas de deux
of breathtaking speculation interwoven in such a way that apologies or gestures of doubt are rendered unnecessary.
Woo-hoo! We're here to try to answer your questions about cars.
Right that time,
car
Bill.
Repair and France.
France. Now, here's an interesting little snippet. Here's a little snippet.
I'm ready.
Sheila Schultz sent us this. Newsday reported in April that a 46-year-old Worcester, Massachusetts man inexplicably began speaking with a French accent immediately after he was involved in an automobile accident. Last year.
It must have dislodged.
There's more. Dr. Mahis Muniz told the annual meeting of the American Academy of Neurology that about 24 cases
of spontaneous French occur every year. Come on, step out of it, will you? You're on National Public Radio. Get a hold of yourself, boy.
It's too good. I can't see anyone.
Come on, you can do it. Come on, you started it. You finish it.
24 cases of foreign accent foreign accent syndrome. I love it. I can't see. Foreign accent syndrome has been reported in this century, caused by a change in the brain circuit involved with motor control that affects the vocal cords. You have foreign accent syndrome ever since you went to France. Can you believe the guy gets hit by a car and all of a sudden he starts to talk like this? What did he do? Jump out of the car and say, "You stupid fool, why did you bump my car?" And with that $5 gift certificate, he can get an embroidered Car Talk baseball cap.
Can we really get a whole wheelbarrow full?
Would this be an appropriate time to read some mail that I got regarding puzzlers? Can I do that? I have a piece of mail here that you're going to love, man. Because here's an email. Remember the puzzler about the mango tree?
Yeah.
You said quite convincingly.
There's no other solution.
That there's no other solution except two.
Infinite.
Edward Holmes, I think it's Sherlock.
I think I said I had no other solution.
In fact, what you said was,
you can't do it unless the number is 2. Oh.
That's what you said. You can't do it. Edward Holmes says, au contraire, piston puss.
I was afraid of that.
The briber of the guards would have to leave the palace with exactly 130 mangoes to get back out of the seven fences. He goes away with 3 mangoes and the entry guard gets 1. If he could carry 386, he could go home with 5.
Mm. My analysis only went up to 120.
And then you got tired. Now, what did he say again? Let me hear that again.
You can't do it unless the number is 2. Boy, it sounds so... what does it sound so...
convincing.
Ethereal.
Yeah. He didn't like all the violence. David Rayfield. That's not really the fan mail, though. Here's the fan mail. Dear Car Talk, I just want to warn you that if you don't do something about that show of yours, I'm going to tell the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. By the way, this is written in what seems to be a child's handwriting. I'm going to tell the EPA to put a ban on your program. I'm tired of you polluting the airwaves with all those dumb jokes. I think your show is absolutely awful, and I'm sure that there are others who agree with me.
Mm.
It would also be greatly appreciated if you would stop saying, "Don't drive like my brother," at the end of each program. I've never seen either of you drive, but it can't be that bad. Finally, you say that you run a mechanic shop. I don't believe you. Nobody in their right mind would let either of you work on their cars. Signed, Melissa Peterson, Seattle, Washington, P.S. You might get more callers if you didn't insult the ones that you got. P.P.S. My dog hates your show.
You all right?
P-P-P-S. You said you wanted more mail. Well, here it is. I hope you're satisfied.
We have time for a few more calls.
Wait a minute. I want to talk about this little note that John gave me here.
Okay.
Which has to do with Dr. This is from Massachusetts, actually. Dr. Joseph DeFranza, who's from the University of Massachusetts Medical Center in Worcester. Mm-hmm. Did a study showing that smokers have 50% more automobile accidents and receive 46% more traffic tickets than non-smokers.
Oh, I know the answer. It's obvious. This guy had to be a PhD to figure that out?
This guy, he's either a PhD or an MD.
Well, it's even worse.
Doctor.
Well, he
speculates on what the answer...
I know exactly the answer.
Go ahead. What do you think?
Well, if you were a smoker, you'd know because...
I'm not. I mean, I'm pure. I can breathe better. I can smell flowers.
I know. When I
eat more.
When I,
I'm fatter.
When I used to smoke...
And I'm dying for a cigarette.
When I used to smoke, a cause of great concern...
Last week.
...was dropping a cigarette down between your legs while you were driving.
Especially when you park next to a bus. No, everyone's looking out the window wondering what the hell you're doing.
No, worse than that is driving along at 60 miles an hour... And no, it's all right if you drop the whole cigarette. You got to short it by the head. But when the end of the cigarette
should fall down between
your legs at 60, you're done for. And you don't think that would cause you to speed. Anyway, that's the end of the show for tonight. I can't go on. So Dr. DeFranza had to figure that out. What's his reason?
Dr. DeFranza says that smokers.
I think one of the things NPR has always admired about us, quite honestly, is the example that we've set for other professional broadcasters.
You made me spit my coffee all over the table.
Okay, well, let me rephrase that. We've always done a workmanlike job, at least when it comes to fundraising.
No.
Yeah, I guess we have occasionally threatened to hang a beating on anyone who didn't pledge. I think two in the hat was the phrase that I used.
And what about the crying?
Okay, so we've tried a number of different approaches over the years, but the only one that's never failed is honesty.
We tried that?
Look, this station doesn't run commercials. That's a good thing, because A, you don't have to listen to them, and B, we don't have to keep apologizing for offending the people who pay for them. But without any commercials, we need individual pledges from listeners like you.
So please do your part now.
And we wouldn't want anything unfortunate to befall you. Here's the number to call.
And they'll track you down. 760-2010 is the number to call. That's 760-2010, 866-760-2010, online WPLN.org. And I'm waiting for the snort laugh from Blake this morning because, you know, it just won't be the same. Won't fit in as well.
Do they have special microphones that,
they
you know,
must,
for...
Because
I would pop all over the place
would.
With this microphone.
You would. You know, I remember that supposed hiccup in the hot chicken story and, you know, you'd be all over the place.
Well, I've got to say, I did not come into the station this morning in a laughing mood. I know, but I think I am now. You know, it's just so contagious, and yet occasionally informative. I had to
somewhere in there.
I had to.
I'm not sure about that particular segment, but the ones before the
entertaining.
Yes,
it's entertainment. You know, and
tailgate to get across the toll. But you know, yeah.
You know, we it's different. We loosen our collars a little bit at public radio over the weekend, and Car Talk is a prime example. And I'll tell you what, a lot of us need this over the weekend. And if it's something you value and you've never given to this station before, we've got a new member match on the table. We've got some longtime listeners who've ponied up some extra cash, and they're going to meet you dollar for dollar for your first time pledge. Maybe you do $20 for your public radio home. Could you do $20? Well, it'll be matched dollar dollar for dollar, turn it into 40. Andrew's Cadillac, adding $25 to all $50 pledges, adding $50 to $100 pledges. Andrew's Cadillac, longtime supporter of this station. Join them and help us reach our $500,000 goal. Anita, I'll be honest, I went back to talk to some of our volunteers back in Studio C.
Mm-hmm.
They'd like to be busier.
Mm-hmm.
They would. And
we'd like them to be.
There's even a young man, elementary school, Grant, who is here, and he is ready to answer your call, take your pledge. You can do it in about 90 seconds and be on your way with the weekend. We're not asking you to break the bank for WPLN, but we do need you to do your part. 760-2010 or WPLN.org.
Come on, give Grant a call. It's 760-2010, online, WPLN.org. You can pledge online anytime. Now would be a terrific time, mainly because we're going to give away. We're going to have three different giveaways this membership campaign. Normally we have a couple. I mean, if you've been listening for a while, I mean, you know what our tradition is there. It's $1,000 gift card to Target. The deadline to get in on that drawing is 7 o'clock on Monday night. We'll be giving away a $1,500 shopping spree. The deadline for that giveaway is Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. And then on Friday, we're going to have a giveaway, a Pacific Coast cruise. A long line country there. So you have three different giveaways. If you make your pledge, you're automatically entered in all three right now. You don't have to pledge to be entered in the drawings. If you're on bank draft or a monthly credit card draft, or you pledged during e-pledge a couple of weeks ago, do go online at WPLN.org and get registered for these giveaways. Don't delay. You might as well have a shot at all three, and we'd love to have your support this morning. Give us a call, 760-2010, or yes, pledge online, choose an amount, $5, $10. Hey, if you pledge 50, Andrew's Cadillac will add $25 on. If you pledge 100, they'll add $50 on. You choose the amount. Please choose to do so. 760-2010. Online, WPLN.org.
Click and Clack are going to make us laugh, but let me get serious here for a second. not that serious, but this is an important week for WPLN.
Yes.
It's important every year, our membership campaigns, because this is how we pay the bills through the rest of the year when we're not on the mic asking, hey, we need you to call to make your pledge. This is how we pay the bills throughout the year, so we've got to have a great week. And I'll tell you, we're planning on having a historic week. $500,000 is our goal. We've been around for 50 years, since 1962, going on the air out of the Richland Park Library, the Metro Library. We've left the nest in 1996. Because of you, our listeners, we have stood strong on our own two feet, but really on the backs of our listeners, our listener members. And we need you to become one this week. We've really got to bring in about 500 additional people beyond our typical membership campaign to reach our goal. And that can be you. That can be you this morning making that first-time pledge, and you've got new member match money on the table. You can triple your chances at our giveaways when you pledge early, the first giveaway being $1,000 to Target on Monday night. So what are you waiting for? Click and Clack will say it better, because they can laugh while they make you feel bad about not making your pledge. But do your part. Do your part for public radio, and it'll be quick and easy. 760-2010. Toll-free, it's 866-760-2010, or pledge online, WPLN.org. Thanks.
Ha! We're back, and thanks to everyone who's called the station so far today. As we've mentioned, we're celebrating our 25th year of giving lousy car advice on NPR, and we're listening to some of our favorite calls with you. This next one has the perfect car talk mix of ingredients.
What's that?
A good story, and someone doing something stupid with a car that belongs to someone else. 278255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi, it's Christy.
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 Wait. Don't tell us.
She's going to tell us where she's from. We're going to tell her how to spell it.
I'm from Chicago.
From Chicago. Oh, so it's just C-H-R-I-S-T-I-E.
T-Y.
T-Y.
Yeah, right, that's what he meant, T-Y.
That's
yeah.
what I meant. See, if you had been
like
from L.A.
K-R-Y-S-T-E-I-E.
No, E.
E-E.
Not the way a cheerleader spells it.
Right, that's a cheerleader spelling.
Yeah.
You got it.
So what's going on, Christy?
I want to ask you guys about a car problem that happened about 15 years ago to my dad's old Citation that I was driving. I've been feeling bad about it for a while, and I just kind of like to find out exactly
what
happened.
You want closure. They call this closure.
Yes, it is closure.
Yeah. This is something that's been plaguing you for 15 years, causing you nightmares.
Is it something he's been blaming you for 15 years?
Well, no, he doesn't really know. I mean,
But there is still reference to it after all these years?
Well, yeah. I mean, the car died, and I think he was kind of surprised.
Lay it on us.
Okay. I was about 16 years old, and I was driving from South Bend, Indiana.
Oh, it was your fault.
Well, shut up. Okay, I'm driving. It's about a 1982 Chevy Citation.
And
ugly,
what year would this have been? This would have been like 1982.
This was in 83. I think the car was maybe a year old.
Yeah, so you're driving from South Bend to where?
I'm trying to get down to the Indiana University down in Bloomington, Indiana. It's about a 4.5-hour drive.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay, I drive for about like half an hour, and the temperature light starts kind of coming on. I mean, it's kind of coming on, it's going off, it's coming on. It's not doing it in any kind of consistent way. You know, it'll blink on for a while. And so anyway, I was just like, okay, this is an electrical problem, so forget
this. So this is a glitch.
Yeah, right. So I go into the glove compartment, get out a piece of tape, put it over the light, because I just don't want to be dealing with this.
Were you listening to our show at that time?
No, I didn't know you guys were. I don't. Were you guys on the air?
Well, yeah, we used to sell the special tape, in fact.
Yeah, we still have it. Yeah, so you put the tape over the light.
I put the tape over the light.
Keep driving.
I keep driving. Well, I start losing acceleration, but that doesn't really stop me. I keep going until the car actually just stops. I mean, I can't actually go any further.
Yeah.
And now I'm kind of like in southern Indiana, and I get towed down to this little mechanic shop.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
They put a new thermostat in the car, but they told me to go back to South Bend. They said this is like a Band-Aid, but, you know, go back to South Bend. And, of course, I didn't. I drove another 3 hours, went down to Indiana, you know, Bloomington, drove back the next day, 4.5 hours.
You drove down to Bloomington because your boyfriend was there, right?
I had a party to go to down there. I was young. So
you turn around, you drive 4 hours back.
Yeah, and the car was fine.
The light is not on.
Oh, no.
Tape's off and the light's up.
Light's not blinking anymore. Problem solved.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so I get back to South Bend, and, you know, I thought everything was fine. Those mechanics just fixed it, you know, thermostat problem, whatever. And my dad then got in the car to go to work. He worked about 10 minutes from our house, and the car just blows up. It just stopped.
Oh.
The engine block was almost melted together. It was a major, major problem. And my dad was just utterly confused. And, of course, he came home and asked me if anything happened. And I said, I don't know. Gosh, you know.
Ooh, yeah. Kind of ran like a dream all the way down and all the way back.
So what I'm trying to figure out is why did putting a thermostat in do... And did I really ruin his car, I guess? Or was this just a random thing that two...
Random my foot. You wish it. You overheated the engine.
Because
okay.
Because the thermostat was malfunctioning, and when the light started to come on, it was telling you the engine was running hot. You
why
ignored
didn't it, just
it
stay
and,
on?
Huh?
Why didn't the light just stay on? Why was it going on and off?
Well, it was probably staying on after you put the black tape over it, but you couldn't see it.
Yeah.
So the light was staying on enough to let you know that the thing was overheating, and the engine got hotter and hotter, and you began to melt the pistons and melt the rings and deform the crankshaft and stretch out the connecting rods. And then when they put the thermostat in, the new thermostat, you must have just averted a meltdown by seconds.
Oh, you think? Oh, okay.
I think so.
How you made it back for how you did another 6 hours of driving is somewhat miraculous, actually.
Oh.
And you are right in thinking that you had nothing to do with it, but you're wrong.
And it can only be attributed to the fine engineering of this Chevrolet engine.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Really? I always thought that was a crappy car, but maybe not. Huh?
And well, it was after you got a hold of it.
You know, when people say that the engine melted, typically what happens is you throw a rod. And
okay.
You did that. You are absolutely responsible for this engine. Because driving with the temperature light on is the kiss of death.
Is Dad still alive, or did this kill him?
No, he's still alive.
Well, how do you feel now? I mean, now that we've told you that absolutely,
well,
almost without a doubt, you were responsible for the demise, the very early demise of this wonderful car that Dad had.
I feel bad because he really never knew what happened, and he just thought it was just another bad car.
What if we told him? Would that be bad? Would it be cathartic for you?
Now, Chrissy, I think you need to resolve this. I mean, just knowing, your knowing is not enough.
You don't think so?
We need Dad's number.
But you know.
We need his number.
Is he home?
Okay.
Go ahead.
He's at work.
We'll take the number off the air, but we're calling Dad at work.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah. And what's his name?
It's Richard.
Richard.
Right. How old is Richard?
Richard.
He's 60. He just had a birthday. He's 61.
61. He probably would be retired now if he weren't still making car payments. They offered him that early retirement, but he said, no, I got to pay off this Buick that I'm driving.
We're going to try to get him. Can you stay on the line, Christy?
Sure.
I mean, you don't mind confronting him about this.
He's got a real bad phone manner. I'm just warning you.
Oh, don't worry. So do we.
Okay.
Okay, we're dialing him now.
Okay.
Christy, do you know if Daddy-O knows us?
Yeah, he does. Mm-hmm.
He does?
Yeah, our whole family likes the show.
Cool.
In that case, he's likely to hang up on us or not.
Dick Conklin.
Hey, Richard.
Yes?
This is Tom and Ray Magliozzi from Car Talk.
Ah, I'm blessed.
Well, not necessarily.
Not necessarily?
No.
We were just talking to your daughter, Christy.
You're right.
Yeah. Well, you know, she called to cleanse her soul.
Okay.
She called to describe to us a little incident that occurred in 1982 with your Chevy Citation.
You may not remember this. You may have tried
to
block this out.
Yeah, seared, I think, is a proper verb.
Yeah, she said it like through a rod.
You threw a rod.
Through a rod.
And you have no idea why this happened. Have you had your suspicions all these years?
Lack of oil.
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you know anything else about it?
No.
You don't know all the dirty details.
There are some things that pater familias doesn't want to know.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to tell you all the details. She was driving the thing to Bloomington. You knew that.
Yes, I knew that.
And along the way, the temperature light began flashing. You didn't know that.
No,
you didn't
She's
know
She's never
that.
Told you this.
And it was annoying.
She kept driving without any water in the radiator?
Well, worse than that. She put black tape over the light because the light was...
At least you can laugh about it, Richard.
And she finally coasted into a gas station with the engine glowing. And the two guys that were there told her that she'd probably had fried it, but they would put a new thermostat in and send her back home.
Oh, wonderful.
She didn't go home.
She didn't go home.
She didn't take their advice because the light went out. She went to the party down in Bloomington, then drove all the way back to South Bend the next day.
Ooh.
And gave you the car, making you think that everything was just hunky-dory. And she's been living a life of sin,
deception.
Crime, and deception.
Well,
now, I think you would ask, if she recounted the story to us correctly, you would ask her if anything unusual had happened on her trip, and she denied it.
Yeah.
She said, no, fine, no problems.
Well, she can't live with this lie anymore.
She's with us right now, Dick.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Christy?
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Sure.
Hi, Chrissy. Chrissy, you didn't tell him about the broken axle on the 1966 Buick.
I didn't break that axle.
Come on, Christy, come clean.
About the new radiator on the 1984 Nova.
Now, Dad, you bought me that broken axle car for $500 and sent me, like, on my merry way. That's why that axle broke. That thing was a lemon.
Yeah, sure.
Tom and Ray, you've got to realize that my daughter is the car. Is what Alban Berg is to Melody, you know, the expressionist conductor.
Yes.
Well, whatever.
Oh, boy.
The country ought to be thankful that she's now in a city with decent public transportation. And doesn't need to own a car.
So you don't hold it against her that she withheld this crucial information all these years.
Well, not in this public forum, you want.
I love my daughter. That's
you love your daughter.
Comment.
Isn't it something?
Thanks, Dad.
Is Christy your only child?
She's my only daughter.
She's my only
limits tester.
Well, Christy, I mean, do you want to make like a formal public apology to Daddy-O, both for wrecking his car and for living this life of deception for 15 years?
But I've suffered. suffered for this.
Well, so
well,
did.
You have suffered.
You didn't suffer any more than my pocketbook at the time.
Did it cost a lot? I can't remember.
Fred and Jim's garage bought a boat.
For each of them.
Right.
It was terminal. It had to be reconstructed from scratch.
Oh, yeah, no, it's terminal.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
yeah.
I think this warrants a full-scale apology.
Oh, come on, you guys.
Come on, Christy. And some groveling and maybe a few tears. Like, Dad, I'm sorry.
It's 15 years ago.
There is no statute of limitations on deception to your father.
Oh, my God.
And there's no statute of limitations on forgiveness either.
Oh, God bless you,
Richard. See, isn't he nice? Okay, I'm sorry, Dad.
Boy, that sounded real heartfelt. Sorry, Dad.
Sorry.
Hey, that's as much as you're going to get out of it.
It sounds that way. Well, she's your daughter, not ours. Good luck.
Thank God.
Okay,
hey, Richard, you're a wonderful guy.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
Have a nice day.
Okay, you too.
See you.
See you later.
See you,
okay.
Christy.
Bye,
okay,
Christy.
Okay, bye-bye, guys.
Try to be good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Christy. See ya. Keep our...
Yeah, we'll leave you two to chat. Bye-bye. I bet it's going to be a fun Thanksgiving at their house this year, huh?
Very chilly.
Actually, I thought Christy's dad was a particularly good sport about all of this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, can you imagine how you'd feel if your son destroyed one of your cars?
What do you mean, imagine?
Oh, that's right. He cracked up like 6 of them by the time he was 17, huh?
Yeah.
But hey, it's only a car, right?
Right. It's only a car.
Words to live by. Just like our show may be lousy, but it's only an hour, right?
That's right.
That's why we can still, in good conscience, ask you to support the station, because the rest of the week is filled with good shows. And you know those good shows all have one thing in common.
Hosts that don't stink.
Okay, two things. They're also made possible by you, with your pledge. There's a direct link between your phone call today and what you hear on the air tomorrow, so please take a moment to make that call. Every dollar makes a difference.
Thanks.
And here's the number to call.
It's 760-2010. We have a toll-free number. It's 866-760-2010. You can also pledge online. It's WPLN.org. Anita Bug, Blake Farmer, a very cathartic car talk today. You know, and I think it's very fitting for the fall membership campaign. You know, might as well resolve your ongoing guilt for listening for years. Well, now it's time to make the pledge. If you would, we'd appreciate it. Pull out the credit card, maybe write a check, just call and say, send me a note, and we'll give you a reminder so you can send in a check. We'd just like to hear from you with your support. 760-2010, online WPLN.org.
I'll tell you what there's no apology for, though, and there should be no apology for the amount of your gift. You know, when I'll end up answering phones, or we'll look at listener comments we get after the membership campaigns, people always say, oh, I'm so sorry, I wish I could give more. Good grief, we've heard people say, I'm sorry, I wish I could give more, but I just lost my job. I mean, people, we just ask that you do what you can, and for each of us, it's a different amount. You think about the listening you do, you think about how much you value the program, and then you do a little personal budgeting and figure out what you could do for public radio. It's the amount is entirely up to you. I can't stress that enough. Our volunteers back in Studio C are not here to upsell you when you give us a call at 760-2010. We just want you doing your part, and I'll tell you what, I have great confidence that will bring us to our $500,000 goal by the end of the week. But we do need you to take some action. Could you do $5 a month for WPLN, set it up on a credit card draft, get a little a few of your rewards points along the way? We try to make it as easy as possible, but we'd like you to do your part. 760-2010 or WPLN.org.
Blake had been waiting all hour long for the relationship segment because they always, the Click and Clack guys always seem to have a relationship segment, and I'm not saying that they give good advice. I'm just saying it's there. We need a good relationship this morning. We need you to stop living the life of deception, of being a listener for years and years and years and never making the pledge. Come on, let's tie the knot, shall we, this morning. Make a pledge at 760-2010, online, WPLN.org. We're having giveaways this week, $1,000 gift card to Target, deadline 7 o'clock Monday night, a $1,500 shopping spree to the mall at Green Hill. finals. That deadline's 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. Then on Friday, and I think is it Friday morning or
do Friday you know what? Evening?
It's Friday evening.
I believe
evening.
It's the end of the drive.
Oh, Friday
cruising
evening.
Cruising into the end. And
cruising into the end, literally.
We are, and we've got to thank Right Travel for that.
Right Travel helping us with a wine country cruise, cruising along the coast out there in California. I think taking off from L.A., cruising up to Santa Barbara, San Francisco, a stop in Astoria, and then Vancouver, I believe, is where you end up. It's pretty cool. Check it all out online. You can make your pledge there at WPLN.org. Pledge now. You're entered in all the giveaways. Don't have to pledge to be entered, especially if you're on Bank Direct. We encourage you to register online, WPLN.org. We just want to hear from you this morning. Awesome morning, Blake. I know lots of people are training. They're training for races. They're out. Beautiful day to make the run. You got maybe some fall gardening going on. We know you are very, very busy. We'd love to have about 90 seconds of your time and a bit of your money, an amount you choose. Please make a pledge. 760-2010.
WPLN.org is the web address. We've got some of your favorite shows as well. What Do You Know? Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me coming up this morning. You know, you think about the WPLN schedule, and you just think of, would you contribute just because you get to hear a Prairie Home Companion each week? I think I might. But you've got Morning Edition every day. You've got All Things Considered. These are expensive programs to put together, and we're able to put them together because we have listener support, your support. We need you to do your part. If you've never given to the station before, and we know there are many, many folks who have not given to the station before. Our math shows us, you know, maybe less than 10% of folks who listen to the station are actually members, supporters, financial contributors to the station. So if you're a member, pat yourself on the back because you're pulling the load for a few folks. Well, I'll tell you, the